I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. People in Egypt are angry with the authorities there, and that anger turned into another day of protests and clashes today. Demonstrators once again filled Cairo's Tahrir Square, some of them throwing rocks at police. This latest round of protests was ignited by the violence on Wednesday that left more than 70 people dead at the Port Said soccer stadium. Many Egyptians blame the police for allowing the incident to happen. But the demonstrators are also deeply unhappy with the country's military rulers, who have been running the country since the fall of President Hosni Mubarak a year ago. Journalist Magdi Abdelhadi is in Cairo and witnessed some of the protests today.
I saw various demonstrations converging on Tahrir Square. Tension is rising, particularly in the area in central Cairo, where Parliament and the Interior Ministry are located. The young activists, some of them are, of course, football supporters, others are not, are locked into a confrontation with the anti-riot police, which fires tear gas, and ambulances keep ferrying the injured back and forth from the site of the confrontation to a makeshift field hospital in the square. Also, there are reports of demonstrations and violence and even deaths from other parts of Egypt.
Well, soccer fans were angry, furious after the violence in Port Said on Wednesday at the soccer match there between the Cairo team and the Port Said team. Has the anger now shifted from what happened there on Wednesday to a larger kind of anger with what's going on in Egypt right now?
You know, the two types of anger are converging and having as one target the military, the government, the people in power. It depends whom you ask. But clearly, political groups that have made opposition to the military rule its main goal, they're trying to jump on the bandwagon and mobilize people, telling them, look what the military are doing. They're so terribly incompetent or are in cahoot with the old regime, and they are behind this massacre. Just to explain a little bit about this particular group of soccer fans who bore the brunt of this strategy, the Al-Ahli supporters, or known here also as the Ultras.
The Ultras, they
played,
right.
Yeah, they played a key role in the revolution that toppled Mubarak. They were out in the streets and demonstrating. They are anti-authoritarian. They hate the police. They're well organized. They're passionate about football. But also, they're not necessarily politically aware, but they just don't like the old authoritarian rule, and they've joined hands with other political activists. So there is some kind of a vendetta between them and the police force.
Who are some of the political activists, the soccer fans, the ultras, are kind of reaching out to right now? Are they reaching out to the Muslim Brotherhood?
No, actually, the Muslim Brotherhood now are slowly occupying the seat of government, and they're becoming the target of much of the criticism and the hatred, because many, particularly among the young, suspect that they've cut a deal with the military, and they're starting to behave like the old ruling elite. So they are not reaching out to the Muslim Brotherhood, though one cannot rule out that some young Muslim Brotherhood people might sympathize with the young on the streets. But the old leadership are clearly not on the side of the street, quite the contrary. They read it in terms very similar to that of the military. They believe that there is some kind of a conspiracy, possibly financed from abroad. And that is very similar to the kind of conspiracy theory that was used and propagated by Mubarak in the past. So certainly the people coming together are the football supporters, young revolutionary activists, and other leftist and secular groups who are now clearly focusing their attention and their activism on getting the military out of the position of ruling and controlling the country, the sooner the better. And that is a position not taken by the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamists who do actually control the parliament.
Journalist Magdi Abdelhadi speaking with us from Cairo. Thank you, Magdi.
You're most welcome.